And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios. Hang on to your hats, because it's Captain Dave, your saltwater dog. Your saltwater guide in the studio with us today. We're going to have a great time talking fishing with Captain Dave. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You've seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory-certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks, on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com. And give one of their top experts a call for prices and more information, johnsonhicksmarine.com. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flatfall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flatfall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flatfall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. No doubt going to be a very fun show today.
Yes.
For this guy.
Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. What's been going on with Captain Dave?
Well, we've been putting that 65-foot Hatteras back together, getting ready. Thursday will be our first trip. We're going to go skip that yummy flyer around and see if we can't get lucky.
Nice.
Like we did last year.
Over cool. And over and over again.
Yeah, we'll start skipping it about 5 o'clock in the morning. We'll be done skipping it about 9 o'clock at night.
Whoa, that's a long day.
Yeah, they're long days, but it seems to pay off. You don't know that thing about that bluefin, you don't know. It might bite at 5 in the morning, but it might bite at 9 o'clock at night. You have to skip it all day.
All day long.
That was a big thing last year, too. There were a lot of days where it just didn't want to bite until the last hour of daylight. And sometimes that was a matter of... you know, how quickly you could get a fish hopefully caught and landing that thing back up in the air. Sometimes the difference of 5 minutes meant catching one or catching two or catching two and catching
Absolutely.
Three.
Absolutely.
Like the last hour of daylight last year, a bunch of times was when it was that was the hour to be there.
Yeah. So why not just leave at like noon?
Because you know how it is. What if the hour was early?
Because that's what I'm talking about. They might bite at 5 a.m.
And the worst,
you gotta be there.
Yeah. The worst part is it was always, you know, 50 or 60 miles from home, and you know, wanting to be there at the last hour of daylight sure doesn't mean a nice time coming back to the dock, but
yeah,
got to do what you got to do for the trophy.
No doubt about it. But they're here in abundance.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, all I hear is the numbers are humongous again like last year, so here we go, the extinct bluefin.
Yeah, the nearly
back.
Extinct.
Yeah, the nearly extinct bluefin's back.
Where do these people that make up these stories about extinction and, you know, threatened species and, you know, stuff like that, where do these people get their data?
I don't know, but here's something that's super scary. I was talking with my father about last night. They want our bait. They want our bait.
What, they want to go fishing with our bait?
No. They do not want us to have live bait.
What?
They don't want us fishing for that. My dad's saying they're talking about quotas for the live bait.
What?
I know. It's pretty scary. My dad's just been up there fighting the fight.
Yeah.
Up there for 2 weeks or whatever it was. He's probably going to try to call in here today and let us know a little bit more about it. But I was shocked. They want our bait.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
It's next.
Then what?
Right.
Now what are we going to do?
Yeah. Why we got to support organizations like CCA California out there fighting the fight for us. Support guys like your dad that are
Absolutely.
Up there. Your dad's 80?
85 years old,
and he's still fighting the fight.
And he doesn't need to be fighting this fight, and he's out fighting the fight. No matter what you think of the guy, he's out there every day fighting it for us.
Yeah, pretty amazing person, for sure. So Captain Dave just redid his website, yoursaltwaterguide.com.
Right. What I did was there's a need and a want for the fundamentals of fishing that we – guys like yourself, Rick, myself, and a lot of the guys that fish every day, we take for granted that we know the fundamentals. So I own a guide service. We go with you on your boat. We teach you how to fish on your boat. I've been in the sport fishing industry for 42 years. My father, Don Hanson, has been in since 1947. So we got a little bit of history of the industry. About 20 years ago, I started Your Saltwater Guide. It's a business where we go with you on your boat. We teach you how to use all your electronics. We show you where to fish, how to fish, what to fish for, why are you there that day at that time, things like that. And what happened is my business got so big, because there is nobody else doing this. There's nobody else to help these guys. So this year, right before the Fred Hall started, I started a new bit part of my business where I show you the fundamentals in a really unique and easy to use video series. All the videos are about 4 to 6, maybe 7 minutes a piece, and we break it down the fundamentals. We teach you how to tie your boat up. We teach you how to rig your rod. We teach you how to pick out the hook that you're going to use to go fishing today. To kick it off, I started off giving you all the spots that we made those spot videos, Pete. You remember me, you and Danny Jackson?
Yeah.
We made all
way
the spot videos 30 years ago. So.
Yeah.
I'm not giving away stuff that hasn't already been out there. Everyone's like, oh, I can't believe you get this. We did it 30 years ago, guys. Sorry you weren't
Still
there.
Available.
Sorry you weren't you there weren't 30 there. Years
yeah,
ago when
Danny
I gave Justin it out.
Videos.com.
Right. Now you can look at it on your telephone.
Yeah.
Now you can pull it up. All the videos are available on your phone. You can look at all the spots. You can also, when you get to that spot, now you can see how to anchor on the spot. How should you rig your anchor? How should you tie your boat up when you get back to the dock? Just the things that we take for granted every single day. People don't know these things. So for less than the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you get a month membership for
$4.99. That's
and it
smart.
Gives you access to all these videos.
$5 a month.
That's
Five
smart.
Bucks a month. Look at, everyone goes, well, you can't make any money. Guys, I left 80 clients standing on the dock last year with no guidance. This is my way to help all of you that I can't go with on your boat. Plus, you know, I charge a big, big amount of money, and a lot of guys with the smaller boats can't afford me. I understand that this is for all of you. Plus, I have a huge forums page on there, and I answer every single question, and I try to do it in a super timely manner. There's never a time where the question doesn't get answered within 2 days. Sometimes I'm out fishing, so I got to answer it the next day. Also, I make my phone number available. I like to talk to you guys. I like to help as much as I can, point you in the right direction.
So I got a subscription to your saltwaterguide.com about a month ago, and because I wanted to know more about flying the kite with a balloon.
Right.
And it is all right there.
Yeah, I break it down.
Instructions on how to rig the kite, how to fly the kite, the whole thing.
Yep, we break it down into like five different series of videos, and we show you exactly how to rig your kite rod. Then we show you exactly what swivel to use. We show you what snap to use for your kite. We show you the balloon that we use. We show you the kite that we use. Show you how to rig your yummy flyer the way we do it. There's a million different ways. All I got is the way I do it. That's it.
And that's $5.
$4.99. Not even $5. And those of you that go to Starbucks every day to buy a $5 cup of brown water, that you do that every day. I'm giving you this for a month. And if you don't like it, if you find out that $5, man, I can't believe I spent $5 and all I get to look at is 27 videos today. I know that's a lot of money.
You do, I mean, like you added, every time you add a video, you get an email.
Hey, correct.
Saltwater Guide added content. So you added like two videos this week.
Yeah, I tried to add two a week because the thing, this website's going to keep evolving and keep growing with you. And last night we did something that I believe is the missing piece to the puzzle because I get this question a lot. How do you figure out where you're going tomorrow, Dave? So what I did now is I'm giving you guys a game plan. On Friday nights, I'm going to give you a game plan of where you should go. I give you four spots at San Clemente Island. I give you four spots on the west end of Catalina. I give you four spots on the east end of Catalina. And I give you some spots on the coast so that you can be successful on the weekend when you go out. And if you stick to the plan, right, Rick or Pete, you get out there and then you start fishing for boats, I can't help you. This is so you don't have to fish for boats anymore. Yeah. You can start fishing for fish. And that's what you want to do when you go fishing. You want to fish for fish.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. The price is, it's just one of those things. I mean, why would you not? Why would you not, regardless of your skill set and how good you are, if you pick up one rad tip, and I mean, there's guys that have been very successful and caught a bunch of fish, but maybe you pick up one, if you pick up one thing for $5 that puts a 200-pound bluefin on your boat, why not? Where's the sense in that? It's a great call.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, as we know, Dave is not shy about giving it up.
It's great.
A lot of us are not happy about that in the industry, maybe. Some of us, but not, I'm fine with it. But there's a lot of people who's like, oh, Dave's like giving it all up here.
Right. But you know, my sponsors love it because then they sell more tackle. The fuel dock loves it.
I was just
going to
say, man, I'm in the
fuel.
Business of selling fishing tackle, baby. Keep it coming.
We're in the business of promoting fishing. So
yeah. Correct.
I'm fine with it. But good for you.
I think it's great,
taking
Dave.
The flack.
Yeah, no problem.
People,
you know me. Yeah. I'm the most hated person on Bloody Decks.
Well, that forum. Don't get me started on that.
I love that forum.
You know, I'd love to see some of those guys go fishing sometime.
I would love to see them come to one of my seminars. Yeah. They always got stuff to say to me when they're behind their computer.
Yeah, I know. We get blasted, too.
I'm hard to find, though. I'm hardly ever out in front of anybody.
Yeah right, Dave. You still are going to supply information to fishdope.com.
Absolutely.
Totally different information.
Right. I'm still working with Jason and Ali. I wouldn't even have put this thing together if it wasn't for Jason and Ali. Those guys are the best. They've allowed me to be who I am. I support them, and they support me, and it's a win-win for both of us. I'm not stepping on their toes. I'm not doing anything to hurt their business, and actually they're helping my business. And I believe in the way I help their business because we work in conjunction. I go on Fish Dope every day and give you guys live reports on the water. And then I just take that stuff and I just pinpoint it a little bit deeper and show you the techniques that we're using and how we got to where we're going and why are we there. Just something different. It's totally different than Fish Dope.
It's another tool. I mean, Fish Dope is without question the very best information source of what got caught today. I don't even want to say yesterday anymore because it's not that. I mean, Danny and Jason update it so often. I mean, it's the best source of information of what's going on.
He's on it too.
Right, Jeff.
On what's going on right now. When my browse through Dave's website is, in addition to that, it's a lot of how-to. So Fish Dope's going to basically tell you where it's at, and this one's going to tell you how to catch them.
And I understand that there's all this stuff available on YouTube, I know that, but you have to go out and you have to search and search and search. And what I've done is I've just put it all together in one easy format to use. Because I've heard the people say, oh, well, I can get that on YouTube. Well, sure, if you've got an extra 7 or 8 hours to search for it, you absolutely can. But here, for the price of a cup of coffee, I'm giving it all to you. You can put it right on your telephone. Let's say you go offshore. Let's just pretend like you went offshore and you didn't catch anything. Well, now you have some spots to slide into Clemente, catch a couple fish, go home with maybe a yellowtail or some bass, or you got a couple spots at Catalina. If the fish didn't bite, you could slide in there. I'm just giving you a bunch of different options so that you can be more successful. And I'm not trying to hit a home run off of each membership. I want you all to be involved. So that's why it's only $5.
I have one beef with you, though. Sorry. Why does everybody always want to relate it to a cup of coffee at Starbucks? Why not say it's just a little more than a gallon of fuel?
Okay. Yeah. There you go. I'll use that from now on.
We'll take 1 gallon of fuel.
We'll take the Starbucks thing off the website. Okay.
But no, that's right.
That's your sorry.
One, that's your one
beef. I'm sorry, Pete. Pete loves Starbucks.
No problem.
No, I'm not
that's your one?
I know. I'm not.
You used your one bullet on a Starbucks thing? I got all kinds of beef for Dave.
Yeah, come on, bring it. Yeah. That's what he's here for. Yeah. Come on. We got to jump on it. Yeah. But anyway, the thing about it is, do you still need a Fish Dope membership?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you need that in addition to yoursaltwaterguide.com?
I feel you do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's two completely different things. So I want to make that distinction. You're not going to get fish reports or spots at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You are going to get that information at fishdope.com.
Correct.
Which Dave provides that information every day.
Well, I don't care who, you know, what, there's no person that wouldn't be stoked on getting all the information that they can. I work in a tackle store, and I have a Fish Dope membership and a Terrafin membership, and I would do this in a heartbeat. Like, you know, a smart guy is going to gather every bit of good info they can all the time, no matter what it is, whether it's your buddy fishing the day before or, I mean, you're going to put every available tool you can at your disposal, weather and info and time and knowledge and everything, and then, you know, you're the best informed that you can be when you go out the next day.
No question about it. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Captain Dave.
So much to talk about, and talk about a guy that's out there all the time. And the fun thing about Dave is, I mean, you want to talk about an expertise on whatever type of saltwater fishing you like. I mean, somebody who's just as stoked talking about catching calico bass and rockfish as catching cow tuna. And technique and times and areas and boats and the whole nine. It's going to be such a great show and lots of information. And if you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or reach us toll free. That toll free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be answering all your questions, not only is Dave going to be talking all kinds of great fishing information today, we are also giving away such a great prize, and really want to thank Dave for this. One lucky caller is going to be hooked up with a full year membership to yoursaltwaterguide.com. All that killer video content, all the forums, all the information we talked about, you're going to get a year's worth at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And in addition to that, there's also going to be a spool of soft steel monofilament from our good buddy Tony. So a very great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
That's
again,
a good one.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
He's going to give a big spool, right?
Yeah, Tony's a big spool.
A big spool of soft steel.
And he said that once we figure out who the winner is, he's going to give you a call and you get to pick out what pound line
whatever pound test you want. And that soft steel is nice stuff.
That's great.
Oh, it's phenomenal monofilament. It's the only mono we use on the wild insect.
That's it.
That's awesome. Well, a great prize again, that 1 year membership and that spool of soft steel. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Dave, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Lanning has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Lanning is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get through, the best way right now would probably be that toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. That says our local line's filling up. We've only got one left on that one. That one's 858-457-1090.
Yeah, indeed. You have a chance to win a year subscription to yoursaltwaterguide.com. Get Captain Dave's info there, as well as that spool of soft steel mono. And let's go down to Cedros Island right now. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Mr. Hansen, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Jeff.
Fantastic. Just trying to get a little rest here. Just got back from another great trip on the island. Man, I know the fishing's good up here, you guys, but wow, just does not stop down there. Big yellows this trip. Big. Everything, 25 to 45, a couple over 50 caught. Just, I don't know what's going on down there, but just super, super, super fun fishing. Couple white sea bass in the mix, and anyone who likes to fish calico bass, I can't call it fantastic. I have to just call it ridiculous fishing down there right now on 3 to 5 pounds. Up to set, I had one fish that was almost 9 pounds the other day just on plastics. They are not eating the SP minnow right now. They are destroying the plastic. I'm carrying this new line of plastics. A guy up there who's Afrin Abutin's friend, Jeff Rogers is his name. He lives up in Washington. He pours these swim baits called Raj Garage swim baits. Absolutely the most durable swim bait that I've fished in so, so long. I'm getting 20 bass at least off these things, and they are just swallowing his colors this past few trips. So phenomenal fishing down at Cedros right now.
Wow, sounds great. And you're going to be heading out again on Monday with our Let's Talk Hookup group and Ron Lane, Dak down for another group trip down there to Cedros Island, and then come back Friday, and then you and Ron are going to be in the studio 1 week from today to talk all about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited. Just home here for a couple of days to get some rest and rally up a new crew that, like you said, our first of two Let's Talk Hookup charters is heading down Monday through Friday. So very excited to get those guys down there and show them what's going on. We got a father-son that's flying in from Georgia to join us on this trip. So just really excited to show them some, you know, West Coast-style fishing in, you know, Baja California, Mexico. It's just so, so beautiful going on right now.
Sounds
that's
great.
Cool.
Somebody wants to come fishing this year. Jeff, are there any spots available?
So I just had a charter master call me, and unfortunately he had a couple guys that couldn't make it for his trip. And so he asked if he could cancel, and I said fine, because August 27th through the 31st is pretty much prime time on Sage Road, so I'm not too concerned that there might be a few people that might want to come down around that time. So, yeah, prime time, three spots opened up right there, August 27th through the 31st. So, yeah, anyone feels like coming down to Sage Road, I know the fishing's getting good around here, but great experiences going on down there, too. So, yeah, feel free to give me a call at 760-412-2507, or you could check out our website, SageRoseKayakFishing.com, and send me an email if you'd like, Jeff at SageRoseKayakFishing. Love talking Sageros.
All right, very good. End of August, prime time, three spots left. Better jump on it.
No doubt.
Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Great to hear from you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you guys next weekend.
We'll
talk
see you
then.
Back in the studio next Saturday. Look forward
Copy
to that,
that
for sure. All right. Yeah, of course, Ricky and I will be fresh back from Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, buddy.
In Sitka, Alaska. They'll be back with our group, the Let's Talk Hookup group from Cedros Island, so it'll be good comparing stories, north to south. That'll be fun.
No doubt. This is going to be so much fun.
Later on in the show today, we're going to hear from Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Those of you that are joining us tomorrow up at Kingfisher Charters can hear what's going on at Kingfisher, get the full details from Seth, limits, etc. So that's going to be fun. Later on in the show today, Let's Talk Hookup. Be sure to stay with us. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. And they're getting packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Dave. And why don't we start it off with Mike? He's calling us from Mission Viejo this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a question for Captain Dave. I'm one of those new boat owners that would love to go out sometime and tune in some of the things on my boat. I was wondering what's all involved with your services, how much they are, and you know, do you go out for a day, do you go out for a couple of days, what's involved in all that?
When we come with you on your boat, it's your day, so you tell me what you want, and I basically meet you at whatever level you're looking for service as far as going out. I'm not running a charter boat business, so I'm not going to go out with you with 10 of your best friends and be your deckhand all day, but I'd be more than happy to come with you on your boat and teach you how to use your boat and teach you how to use all your electronics and show you how to rig your tackle and do those kind of things with you. But it's your day, so if you want to leave at 5 in the morning and get back at 12 in the afternoon, that's fine. It's your day. It's whatever level you want. And we can talk price off the air. That's fine. You can call me at 949-374-0786. I'd be more than happy to tell you how much it's going to cost you.
I always like...
Cool.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say I would love to go out and tune in about my great-grandfather was Tuna George Farnsworth, and I'm really one of my bucket lists is to go back and fish Farnsworth Bank and just, you know, tune in some of the things up there.
Right.
I was wondering, too, I was out there one time. I saw a lot of people anchor on Farnsworth Bank. Is that something that you can do? I thought it was
I've worked really closely with the Fish and Wildlife guys, and the deal is you can anchor up on the Farnsworth Bank, but you cannot have any bottom fish, anything that came off the bottom of the ocean, as far as redfish, brownfish, stuff like that, lingcod. You can't have any of that on the boat. Even if you went somewhere else, caught it, and then came there and anchored, you cannot do that.
You can't have it in possession.
Got it.
Right. Not when you're on the Farnsworth. That's.
But you can anchor on it?
Yeah, you can anchor on it and fish for pelagics.
Really?
You can anchor on it, and a lot of the sport boats anchor there, fish that yellowtail. But while you're there, if you have any of that other stuff on your boat, then you're can't help you.
I think one of the things they did want to do was protect that purple coral that's on the bottom.
I know.
Yeah,
but
and
they're still anchored. I know that purple coral is beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Have you ever dove on the Farnsworth?
No, but I got a big chunk of it on my anchor once.
Yeah. See, I have been down there on the Farnsworth, dove on the Farnsworth, and it's beautiful. That purple coral. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything that gives any ideas to the fish and game, but that definitely it's kind of a real gem there.
Oh my gosh, it's like polished.
Yeah.
It's like super polished. It's a beautiful,
really. That's
beautiful,
cool.
Beautiful
yeah,
coral.
Indeed.
What's the depth? I just, you know, being in San Diego, I just don't get up that way much.
Like, probably the highest spot you're going to get there is 65 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's loaded. That 65-foot spot is loaded with lingcod and sculpin. Just loaded, but you can't keep.
Yeah. Can't keep.
I mean, they come up boiling sometimes. The lingcod are up on the surface boiling. They look like little dragons swimming around.
So you can catch pelagics only?
Right. Yellowtail.
Yellowtail.
Marlin.
Okay.
The one
maybe
thing.
Wahoo, Dorado.
Maybe a bluefin.
Like
you
yeah,
never know.
Maybe a bluefin.
The one thing that I was going to comment was, you know, you were talking about the level that you wanted. And I always thought that was one of the things that I like, whether it was you or one of the guys you work closely with, that, you know, regardless of skill set, if that was, you know, you want somebody from the most basic instructions, you know, trailering the boat and tying the boat up, which is great. Or even if you had some of that skill set and you wanted to, you know, you just wanted an extra hand fishing, you know, like you say, not necessarily the, you know, be your deckhand, but if you want to enjoy your boat with your buds and have somebody else assist in it where you're not just the boat driver all the time, that's available too.
Absolutely.
I've always liked that it was the level that you wanted it at. Maybe you don't need some guy to help you turn your electronics on, but you want to be able to enjoy the boat with the family instead of being the boat driver and the spot decision maker and the tackle rigger and everything else. I mean, you
yep.
can be busy if you're providing a day for buds or family, and having an extra hand is never a bad thing.
Nope, and people take advantage of it all the time. Believe me, I'm probably one of the busiest guys in California.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Mike, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
All right, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja, because it's time for the Catch Report with the Cash Man, Richard Castaneda from Cash Tours. This Catch Report is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general-purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's AnzaKnives.com. Let's talk to the Cash Man, Richard Castaneda from Cash Tours. Buenos dias, Cash Man.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. You guys are getting ready to head for Alaska.
Yeah, buddy.
Indeed. That's going to be fun.
All right, man.
Fisher Charters.
Yeah, I know. You guys are going to have a good time. Catch some salmon, catch some halibut, and my favorite, those black bass.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we've had some bad weather down in Mexico and the Baja area this past week. Week before, there was Hurricane Aleta that went out to the Hawaiian Islands, which didn't cause any problem. But then Hurricane Bud came along and started there just north of Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo. And by the time It hit Cabo, it was downgraded a tropical storm, but it was still packing 50 to 60 mile an hour winds when it did hit. Brought in about 6 inches of rain there, started on Wednesday night, lasted for, I think, a couple days, and then it was gone. It headed up through the Gulf and onto the mainland. I guess Arizona is probably getting some of that tropical storm and rain stuff there this weekend. Anyway, but before that, the fishing was pretty good. In Zihuatanejo, the sales were pretty good numbers. Some boats up to 6 per day. Some scattered tuna around down there, nothing big, 15 to 30 pound tuna. Inshore, before the big surf came, there was a good bite on roosters up to 15, 20 pounds. And of course, tons of Jack Crevel. As far as the southern part of Baja, Cabo, and East Cape, boy, the striped marlin, there's a lot of marlin down there right now, and which is really pretty good, because I'm taking my four older grandsons down on Tuesday, and we're going to Palmas de Cortez, and we're going to fish on Wednesday and Friday, and I'm hoping that I can get them all a striped marlin and, of course, a bunch of tuna while we're there. But fishing should be good. We've got another tropical storm way down south of Acapulco Carlotta, and I'm kind of watching that one. It looks like it's going to make landfall. At least I'm hoping it does, because it's right on the coast. And so I'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully that doesn't really get going until we're either out of there or it doesn't generate at all. But the Ponga boats out of San Jose del Cabo, we're fishing, of course, those local banks, the Inman, the San Luis, the Mino Rama area, and they were getting a lot of tuna, scattered Dorado, a few Wahoo, but then the storm came and everything just shut down. So as of yesterday, fishing was pretty poor, but looks like it'll pick up now that we got some good water. Of course, with all that flotsam going out in the into the Sea of Cortez, I think you'll see a good bite of Dorado. But boys, that's the report for this week. I will try to call you guys next Saturday morning, let you know how we did, because we'll be flying back that early afternoon. So I'll try to get a report to you next week. But anyway, anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, all the other destinations we sell, give us a call. Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web, www.casttours.com. And you boys, go get them in Alaska.
Okay, thanks, same buddy. With you down in Cabo there, Castman. Hope you can dodge those hurricanes. Yeah, it's been a busy season already down in Cabo, huh?
Yeah, I know it. I'm telling you. It's
like way
really
early.
Way early. Well, yeah. Maybe that means the rest of the season there'll be none.
Get them all out of their system.
Spin that hot water up this way.
That's right. All right, Castman, have a great time in Cabo, and we'll compare stories next Saturday.
All right, boys. Take care.
See you, Castman.
All right, appreciate that very much.
All right, we're going to jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Dan. He's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning.
Dan.
How you guys doing today?
Great, buddy.
I'm real curious about thresher shark fishing out in front of Carlsbad on the canyon there. Is it time of year or temperature of water or what that makes them trigger to start biting or coming to that area?
I believe it's the anchovies.
Okay.
I believe it's when that anchovy migrates into that canyon and you have that prey density level getting really high, that thresher seems to come in there because it wants to feed in there on its way up the coast to go spawn. So one of the first places it hits is that La Jolla Canyon. Then it moves up into that Carlsbad Canyon. Then it settles down up in Laguna there, right off the hospital in about 250 to 300 feet of water. That's where it likes to have its babies. So it's just making a move. And when it finds that food, it hangs out. Just like every other fish, as soon as you find the groceries, that's where you're going to find the fish.
So that's why they like those areas.
That's what I think. I probably don't know what I'm talking about, but that's
all
my
right.
theory.
It's a good I like it.
Okay.
It's good.
Sounded intelligent,
yeah,
anyway.
It's one of those things, like all of those things that you mentioned, Dan, are the same thing. You know, I mean, that spring time of year and that water getting to the right point, that's what gets that bait in there and happy, and you know, that's the best thing you could ever say. It's the truth, man. The fish don't go far from the grocery store.
Right.
Indeed. And don't forget, a lot of those threshers are with childs, with baby threshers. So, you know, don't kill them all. I know Dave doesn't abide by that.
I'm not saying a word.
Yeah.
I just love being here.
Like, you want to. My point is, you want to keep them around, you should let them go when you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, want to announce this month's CCA monthly calendar drawing. Is an Accurate Fishing donated an Accurate Fury 600 Narrow. Winning number, check the back of your calendar, 3856. If you have the winning number on your calendar, please contact CCA by going to their Facebook page or just spelling out Coastal Conservation Association of California, ccacalifornia.org.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a nice prize.
No doubt.
For sure.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, we got more catch reports, and more with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. You stay tuned, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, on our Islander kayak trip, bass fishing was so great. We'll talk more about that. Of course, we have John Conniff in the show tomorrow. But that Tranx 300 and 400.
Oh, man.
And the 500. I mean, yeah. The whole Tranx lineup is unbelievable.
That series of reel with a level line, but more importantly, that variable braking system, the way that it casts, especially that it casts straight Power Pro Spectra, is just, it's phenomenal that you can have a reel that's that easy for somebody to use. And the cool thing about Tranx is you can so dial that reel into somebody's skill set. You got a guy like Pete that is a very good caster. You can cast a mile. The very next day, you can put that rod in their hands, dial the brakes in a little heavier, and somebody with almost no casting ability can make an extremely long cast with no backlash issues at all. I love them.
Yeah, 500 or 400 for surface iron fishing. You can even catch a big bluefin off.
But we caught all of our bluefins this week was on that Tranx 500.
And then the 300 for fishing calicos and throwing those Colt Sniper jerk baits. There's nothing like it. The Tranx reel from Shimano, nothing compares to it. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have Captain Dave here. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy, giving away a year subscription to his service as well as some soft steel monofilament. You want to get through 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There is your shot to get through. Want to remind you, too, it's coming up. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote Broadcast is Saturday, July 7th. Going to be a great show at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. And your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prize by either random drawing, just everybody there fills out a slip and you're in, or you win the casting contest. Prize number one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing. You just heard Jeff on Cedros Island. That's about a $4,000 prize.
Rad.
Grand prize number two is a four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja East Cape. Includes a round-trip ticket, San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. You know,
so
Alaska has flights everywhere now to Los Cabos or anywhere you want to go. We'll be flying them to Alaska for sure. Be sure to check the Alaska Air banners on the front page of your letstalkhookup.com website, too, and just click on and get more information. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's that fantastic four-pack boat out of Dana Landing. We're going to have Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and Tommy P and the prize cowboy himself, Gary, will be there. Tons of great stuff just for showing up and winning. That includes that trip to Rancho Leonero on Alaska Airlines or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak or the Cedros Kayak trip. That's all part of the deal. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. See you Saturday, July 7th. That's coming up. Mossy Ford, just off the 5 freeway in Pacific Beach.
Right on. The phones are definitely packed up. It's been a busy morning already. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Lou. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Lou? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Hey, Pete, nice trip. I heard you had a good one. Ricky, you're going on your, how many Father's Day's trip is this?
It's, I think we're going on 20 or 21, something like that. 1920, yeah. It's been an awesome tradition to get to spend Father's Day with Dad and a bunch of great buddies at a cool spot. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, I'm doing my 13th Father's Day trip down to the Bay of LA coming up here come Sunday.
So, that's awesome.
Everybody's
Lou.
Having a good trip.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Bubbalicious Dave.
Hey, Lou, how are you this morning?
Just fine, my friend. Glad to hear your pop's doing great, and you're doing great.
Thanks, buddy.
Question. I've been following, well, not a question, but a comment. I've been following your breakdown of your nice boat there, you know, at the front hall, the water tanks and all that. So you're going to make the run out and break it in. So when's the open house?
Hey, you can come down to Dana Point Harbor anytime you want, buddy. I'll buy you lunch and come down and hang out on the boat. I'll show you all around.
There you go. Okay.
With
Did you hear that, in fact?
Yeah. Everybody.
Wow.
With that said, though, I would like to, like Lou was saying, I'd like to hear more about the boat, the Big Hatteras. What? Because I know, and the reason I say this, I know you busted your butt all season long working on the thing. What's been new with the big boat?
Well, last year we repowered it. We put in new C-18s. So we put those cats in there, and we put the new stabilizing system, the side power vector fins in there because we couldn't fit the Seakeeper unit in there. So we put the vector fins in because there just wasn't enough room. Then what happened was the bosses, everybody decided that interior wasn't quite what they wanted now that they've got all the upgrades with the motors and the stabilization system. So what we did is we ripped the whole interior down to fiberglass.
Really?
First time in my life I ever took a sledgehammer and a sawzall to a yacht. And we ripped it all the way down to the hull.
What?
Yeah,
no,
it was
kidding.
Pretty spectacular. The pictures are all over Facebook. I've been documenting the whole thing. So we took that down. We took our big, giant bait tank off the boat. We cut that thing all up, and we put a big fighting chair in the middle of that because we are going down to the Cape to fish the Bisbees this year. But then we built a beautiful beautiful bunk room up in the bow of the boat. It's got two queen-size bunks, and it's got three smaller, but not by any stretch of the imagination, a normal bunk bed. Up in the bow in the V berth, which was almost unusable with the big queen bed up there when you would run. It was almost unusable. Now everyone's laying on the sides of the boat. It's going to be much more manageable. And then we took the bunk room that was the crew bedroom on the starboard side of the boat, and we ripped that down to bare fiberglass. And then we built a beautiful, big, giant queen-size bed for one of the owners. And then we recarpeted everything. We finished all the wood on the interior. So everything's brand new on this boat. There's nothing that needs to be done now. It's state of the art.
Brand new engines, brand new stabilizers, brand new staterooms.
Yeah, we cruised six-pack charter boat, cruise at 20 knots, top end at 32, carry 20 scoops of bait, got the CH-250 sonar. We got pretty much everything and anything you could want. There's nothing that we want. We got it all.
Sweet. And what if somebody wants to charter this boat?
You can call me at 949-374-0786, and if we got some open available times, I'd be more than happy to take you. You know, I got three owners that love to use the boat, and then we're in Dick Simon's charter boat business, so we're pretty booked up, but you know what? I can always find a spot for you.
That's cool, man.
You do any open party kind of things?
Negative.
Just all charter.
Nope, because...
So you'd have to put your own group
together. You want to know why we don't do open party?
Why?
Because I don't want to know what they know. Just being honest.
Okay.
They come out and they they got a great idea because they went out with someone else and they're going to come up there and try to help me run the boat. And
okay.
I don't want to do that.
I've heard that before.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why.
Sure. All right.
I'm ready for the open house with you, Lou.
Likewise. Okay. We're all invited, baby.
Yeah, let's go. We're having a big party down in Dana Point on Friday. There'll be bluefin for everybody.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Bill Delicious.
Hey.
Talk to you when I get back.
Thanks,
all right,
thanks.
Lou.
See you
have
later,
fun
Lou.
At the sea.
Appreciate that. That does free up a local line, 858-457-1090. You want to get through, talk to Captain Dave. Here's your chance. I want to stop down for just a second here and talk about Googans with Captain Dave.
Well, I mean, you got the right guy for it, so that's
well,
perfect.
That's what
I
mean, I'm talking
yeah.
about. You know, I love, you know, of course, we're having the Wicked Tuna guys here at the end of the month here at the Bally High, the
yeah.
big event on June 26th, and then the fishing event. But that, there's still tickets available, by the way. CaptainRollos, with an S, .org is the website. You can buy tickets, $25 each. But I love the show that they did talking about Googans because, you know, even the other day on the Clemente on a kayak, there were still Googans there. And, Dave, do you have any issues with Googans?
Well, on the big boat, they see me and for some reason they think we kind of know what we're doing, so they all want to get as close as they possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and it's not really their fault. They just don't know any better because they're not a member of the website yet and they don't have any, they haven't learned the etiquette, the proper etiquette.
Yeah. See, I love getting fired up.
For years.
First of all, let's explain what a Googan, for those that may not watch Wicked Tuna, we should explain what the term Googan is something that
they know,
come up with. Them.
Do you want to know what we call them on the West Coast?
What do we call them?
Booger eaters.
Oh, okay.
I'm just,
okay,
that's,
just saying.
Like that's the
but
term.
It's a person that basically doesn't really know what they're doing on the water.
Right, and they're fishing, like we talk about on my website, all my seminars, they're fishing for boats.
Yeah.
They're not really actually fishing for fish. They have no game plan when they come out. All they're going to do is look for boats, and they're going to try to fish for boats. And they go from boat to boat to boat to boat to boat trying to find a fish, try to snag a fish off of your all the work that you've done and all the time that you spent, and you had a game plan, and so then they're just going to piggyback off your game plan. Perfect example is go out and watch Ryan on the San Diego drive around and watch him. There's like 30 or 40 of them that
parade.
Follow him all day. He's like the leader of the parade,
yep.
And poor guy has to drag all these people around. I can't even comprehend. He does phenomenal, believe me. He's phenomenal it fisherman, is. But can you imagine if he didn't have all those people helping him, how many fish he would catch?
But let's talk about, constructively talk about proper etiquette. Let's say you're anchored up. And somebody wants to fish, or you're drifting, or somebody wants to fish near you. They want to be next to the great Dave Hansen.
Right.
Which is understandable.
Okay,
right?
Thank you.
But what would be proper etiquette to...
Thank you so much for allowing me to talk about that.
To fish near your boat.
Okay.
Or the San Diego.
Any
or
boat.
Or any boat.
You approach them all by the bow.
By the bow.
Stay out of the back of the boat. It's not going to help you at all because... The boat's always going to be pointed into the wind. If it's anchored up, it's going to be pointed into the current. And the fish swim up current, always. So if you can get somewhere up on the front of their boat, you're just going to become part of the boat. And now the fish are just going to simply transfer from their boat to your boat. But what everybody...
All that chum is going up forward, right?
Well, the fish are swimming up to eat the chum, and they just keep swimming up. And if your boat... baits the next bait they see, they're going to eat your bait.
Yeah.
But what everybody thinks is they need to be on the back of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
They all come in to the back of the boat. There's times where you can get up on the bow of a guy's boat, he doesn't even know you're there.
Yeah.
They don't even know you're there, and you can become part of the solution instead of the problem. When you go behind a guy, now every single person on the boat's going to start screaming at you. Everybody's going to be mad at you. It's going to be very embarrassing
for you. Might cut off
their
lines.
Right, and everybody's lines are trailing behind the boat. And there's no reason to get behind them because you're not going to catch anything back there. You want to get out in front of them. If you have to fish for boats, fish on their bow. But what I tell everyone, if you see a bunch of boats over there, go the other way because that's great. All those guys are over there. Now they're going to be out of your way when you go to your spot.
But not right on their bow because you may get a jig on your boat.
No.
You got to be two long casts away.
Sensible. You got to be sensible. You got to think. If you can hear them talking, you're too close.
Yeah.
You don't want to. And that's not what you want to do anyways. That's not what you want your day to be. You know, you don't want to be the guy that sees a guy that's hooked up and you drive circles around him. Like, that's just not the guy you want to be. You know, you just want to go out and you want to find your own fish and catch your own fish, and it's more enjoyable that way.
Yeah.
Unless Rick's winding in a big giant tuna, you just want to see him gaff it. And so, because you haven't caught anything all day, and you want to show your people that there are actually fish out here.
Actually fish.
Yeah, so it's like, hey.
What are you saying? Captain Dave can be a Googan sometimes?
Absolutely.
Too?
Yeah. Hey, we've all had our days. We've all had our days. Absolutely.
No, but you're right. I mean, it's not, you know, it's easy enough to do things the right way, and you don't want, I mean, that's. You're going to get a lot more enjoyment doing it on your own, and you're going to have a better shot at catching those fish bit, or those fish are locked in, or those fish are on somebody's deal. I agree. It's really good info.
Yeah, for sure. So don't be a Googan. Yeah. Love that word though. Love that term.
And go slow. That's the other thing too.
Slow,
like, just
is pro.
Don't be racing around when you are, you know, when you are in an area. If you get yourself locked into an area where there is a lot of things, like, you don't need to be, you know, you don't need to be on plane driving around everywhere too. And there's
running over it all.
Yeah, like the Coronado Islands right now is a perfect example. There are a lot of fish at the Coronado Islands, and you don't need to exactly. You don't need to follow Booger. You don't need to be racing around everywhere. Like, get into a zone, find a little bit of bird. We've all got the electronics have come so far. Everybody's got a really good pair of binoculars on the boat. Everybody's got good electronics on your boat, and it's not difficult to find a little batch of fish on your own, and then you got it to yourself, you know, and you can keep it that way, and you can catch several instead of catching one. It's what it's all about.
No question about it. Well, if you want to leave the driving to the pros, I got a great trip for you on the American Angler.
Yeah.
Day and a half trip that leaves this Tuesday, the 19th. How about that? What a great Father's Day gift for your father.
Especially with this big bluefin biting the way that it is, and those guys
biting. Weather's supposed to
be. That's the ride.
The weather's forecast Wednesday to be fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's a good timing.
So leaves Tuesday, fish Wednesday, back Thursday morning. They have 7 spots that were available as of yesterday, and they're going to go fast. So if you want to go, check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Call Lori in the office and grab one of those spots, leaving this Tuesday, the 19th, fish Wednesday, back Thursday morning on day and a half on the Angler. How about that?
That's a good trip. Yeah. That's a really good trip. Well, as you can hear, we've got so much great info coming your way. Another full hour, and we're going to check in with the Catch Reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun. Because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact.
FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.